According to Maimonides, long before the rabbis composed the liturgy of the Siddur, there existed from the very beginning of Judaism a daily obligation to pray. This, for Maimonides, is true service of God with the heart. Welcome to 10-Minute Mitzvah, Episode 5, Stanley Spiler and Patton's Prayer. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman. This episode of 10-Minute Mitzvah is generously sponsored by Angelique Collins.
On a website dedicated to the 134th Infantry Regiment that served in World War II, whose link we have shared with you, we are treated to the image of a card sent by a Jewish soldier in Patton's Third Army by the name of Stanley Spiler. The card, on the face of it, is an unusual one for a Jewish soldier to send, for it contains Christmas greetings from General Patton to the soldiers of the Third Army. But the other side of the card allows us to understand the memento that Spiler wished to share with his parents. For, printed thereupon, is a special prayer for fair weather, which had been handed out to the Third Army in order to inspire devotional words of request to the Almighty. The prayer reads, Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness to restrain these immoderate rains with which we have had to contend. Grant us fair weather for battle. Graciously hearken to us as soldiers who call upon thee, that armed with thy power we may advance from victory to victory and crush the oppression and wickedness of our enemies and establish thy justice among men and nations. Amen. The history of this prayer is one on which I have touched in Bible 365, but the story of Stanley Spiler adds for us a striking footnote of Jewish faith. Let us give the background. In the movie Patton, we are treated to a scene in which George C. Scott, playing the famous general, calls over a chaplain as he seeks to relieve American forces during the Battle of the Bulge. And he says, I'm sick and tired of the Third Army having to fight the Germans in this ungodly weather. I want a prayer, a weather prayer. And the chaplain says, a weather prayer, sir? And Patton says, yes, let's see if you can get God working for us in this thing. Now in the film, the chaplain replies, I don't know how this is going to be received, General, praying for good weather so we can kill our fellow man. And Patton responds, well, I can assure you because of my intimate relations with the Almighty, if you write a good prayer, we'll have good weather, and I expect that prayer within an hour. Now, what's interesting is that, at least according to the chaplain involved in the story, as I've mentioned in Bible 365, he actually had no hesitation at all. Monsignor James O'Neill describes how, after writing this prayer for Patton, Patton had it distributed on cards numbering 250,000 to the troops, with O'Neill himself telling all the chaplains of the Third Army that, quote, the time is now to intensify our faith and prayer, not alone with ourselves, but with every believing man, Protestant, Catholic, Jew, or Christian, in the ranks of the Third United States Army. This, of course, is the card that Stanley Spiler sent to his parents. The story behind the card is striking, first, of course, because we cannot imagine such a missive being sent out today, and second, because it is so profoundly biblical. And while the chaplain, in his own recollection of the event, gives several examples of scriptural prayer, we might ourselves look to the first battle in which biblical Israel ever engaged, and that is when it was attacked by Amalek at Rephidim. Joshua, as described in Exodus, led the people into battle, while Moses stood holding his hands aloft, so that as long as the arms of Moses were extended, the Israelites succeeded. Interestingly, the rabbis insist that what was happening here was not miracle or magic, but rather a reminder of the power of prayer. So we are informed in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, V'chi yadav shel Moshe osot milchama, can the hands of Moses truly wage war? Rather, the rabbis insist, as long as Israel was reminded by the hands of Moses to turn their hearts to heaven, then they would succeed. The point, of course, is the essence of prayer is not just words, but devotion, beseeching in the heart to God himself. And it is that beseeching of the heart that helped Israel succeed in battle. We bear all this in mind as we turn to our next mitzvah. In his enumeration of the positive commandments, obligations in the Torah, Maimonides, Rambam, begins with faith in or knowledge of God's existence, and then proceeds to the commandment of embracing the fact that God alone is God. This, for Maimonides, is the obligation of Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Maimonides then discusses the obligations of loving God and being in awe of God, commandments that we discussed in our previous episode. Parallel to these commandments are prohibitions in the Torah, also listed by Maimonides, which include, Thou shalt not have any other gods before me, as well as the prohibitions against making idols and worshiping idols. Prohibitions which in various forms, according to Maimonides, make up many of the first commandments in his enumeration of the prohibitions of the Torah. But after describing faith in, love of, and awe of God, the next positive obligation that Maimonides describes is the commandment to serve God with all one's heart, an obligation which appears multiple times in the Torah, including in the second paragraph of the Shema, where Israel is described as obligated to serve God, b'chol levavachem u'v'chol nafshachem, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. According to Maimonides, this is not only a general commandment. Rather, the biblical description of serving God with one's heart is fulfilled daily through prayer. According to Maimonides, long before the rabbis composed the liturgy of the Siddur that we have already studied together, there existed from the very beginning of Judaism a daily obligation to pray. This, for Maimonides, building on the writings of earlier rabbis, is true service of God with the heart. For the words of prayer are only an external expression of the devotion that we feel and the beseeching that we express in our innermost heart and soul. While the first commandments listed by Maimonides that we have previously mentioned are uncontroversial, the contention that there is a biblical obligation to pray daily is challenged by other medieval authorities, such as Nachmanides, who argues that while we are rabbinically obligated to pray the liturgy that the rabbis have composed, the biblical obligation to pray applies only in moments of crisis, such as when Israel was attacked by Amalek. Whichever approach one takes, all authorities agree that the essence of prayer is indeed service of the heart, not only the enunciation of words. Prayer is meant to be an expression of our inner selves, of serving God with all our hearts. Thus it can be said that while Patton himself was not known for his love of the Jewish people, it would seem that the Jewish soldier Stanley Spiler was profoundly moved in a heartfelt way by the prayer in which he had participated. As you could see from the website, Spiler charmingly wrote in Yiddish, or a mixture of Yiddish and English spelled with Hebrew letters, an explanation of the prayer that had taken place. Thus, in the second line, he writes, "Und der Regen hat gestoppt," which is not quite correct linguistically, but is a form of Yinglish, in which he says, in both Yiddish and English, "and the rain stopped," meaning that the heartfelt prayer of the Third Army had been received by God, and better weather was restored. And then, on the bottom of the card, wonderfully, again, in Yinglish, he signs, "Euer Sohn Stanley," your son Stanley, "was ist part von der Dritte Armee," who is part of the Third Army. You can sense in those words pride in the fact that he both fought with the Third Army and prayed with the Third Army. Thus does a Jewish soldier link this American moment to his Jewish past, so that just as Israel of old turned its heart, its collective heart, to heaven as it faced an enemy, so too did Stanley Spiler feel the heartfelt impact of turning his heart to God as he fought in the Third Army against this terrible enemy of America, which was also a very evil enemy of the Jewish people. Prayer, according to both Maimonides and Nachmanides, to be truly prayer, is service of the heart. And we too pray not only with words, but in our heart, that Israel today achieve swift victory against the enemies that it now faces. This is Meir Soloveitchik, wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Looking forward to learning together next week. Signing off.